John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business, publishing in the New York Sun a column about Elon Musk. In praise of Elon Musk, not only Tesla, not only the Boring Company, but also SpaceX, waiting for the next test of Super Heavy and Starship. And yet, Liz, you assemble the details that are, it's impossible not to come to a conclusion that the White House is at odds with Elon Musk. Why? He has independent opinions. There are lots of billionaires with independent opinions. Why Musk?
It's a good question. Well, I think it's because, number one, early on, Joe Biden went after Elon Musk, kind of ignored him, even though he was incredibly keen to rev up EV sales, electric vehicle sales in the U.S. Somehow Musk was odd man out to the White House because he didn't have a unionized labor force, and that was considered bad behavior. But obviously more recently, because Musk bought Twitter, he published the Twitter files, which along with the the officials who were running Twitter at the time, and also Facebook and everybody else, suppressed the Hunter Biden New York Post story, which could have had some impact on the 2020 election. So I think from that moment forward, Elon Musk was considered an enemy of this administration. But it's a pretty extraordinary, thin-skinned and petty view, because what has Elon Musk contributed to this administration? Number one, a viable electric vehicle model. No one would be in this industry, I would argue, were it not for the success of Tesla, which really made Americans appreciate the value of EVs and want to have one. I mean, nobody else had ever come up with an electric vehicle worth having. So that has been, and by the way, he is still the dominant player in that space and probably will be for some time. But it really kind of made the Green New Deal dream of the Joe Biden White House a reality. And secondly, you can't underestimate the impact of SpaceX and Starlink. Starlink is the satellite communications network enabled by launching satellites into space, which is a business totally dominated by Musk's SpaceX. And the Ukraine war, which, of course, is a major initiative of Joe Biden's presidency, would be nowhere without that communications network. Very early in the war, Russia shut down internal communications in Ukraine. Ukraine called, literally, the digital minister called Elon Musk and said, we need help because we can't communicate with our troops. We can't guide our drones. We have no information on the ground. And within days, Musk had arranged for a satellite system to be set up. And it is still the most key weapon in Ukraine's arsenal. So honestly, Joe Biden should be writing Elon Musk a thank you letter instead of harassing him, and harassing him he is doing via most particularly his latest suit, alleging that SpaceX has not been hiring sufficient non-citizens, asylees and refugees, and that that's a discriminatory practice. This is the most ridiculous lawsuit. I mean, this is a high-tech national defense arm, this SpaceX corporation, and the Department of Defense doesn't hire anyone but U.S. citizens. Elon Musk maintains he's not allowed to hire anyone but U.S. citizens, and yet this is the lawsuit they have brought against this guy. It's preposterous, and I hope, I mean, I really hope all Americans kind of read this and just realize this is sort of the typical bullying by the Biden White House of companies and executives who don't fall in line. But it is shameful.
Of all the items that you just recounted and in your column, I think the Hunter Biden deception is the one that probably gains the most enmity towards Musk at the White House. That would be consistent with other ways that the White House conducts politics. They're bare knuckles when it comes to it, Liz.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, guess what? All presidents have a lot of power. There's no question. But in this case, beating up on who you a person you perceive to be your enemy because he doesn't like your politics, when in fact he's enabling two of your major programs both the Green Deal and also your war in Ukraine seems crazy to me. And I really hope that, you know, Elon Musk continues to open up Twitter to the voices that oppose this White House. We need to hear those voices because, in my view, an awful lot of bad things are happening courtesy of the Biden White House. And Elon Musk is not the only person out there who's publicizing them.
The whole time I've smiled every time Musk comes up and the White House takes an opportunity to speak against him. Because he's born in South Africa, therefore he's not a political threat. Ordinarily, I would think, well, they're just worried about the future because he could run on any ticket he wanted and gain the attention of the young voters of America. But he can't, unless they change the Constitution, he is forever going to be an outsider. And I don't think he's Republican. I don't think he's Democrat. Do you, Liz? He's Elon Musk. We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's a freewheeling, independent, mercurial, and sometimes bombastic guy who occasionally really goes off the reservation and does something bizarre. But the truth is, he is a genius, John. And any government, Republican or Democrat, should embrace this guy and get him to help the United States as much as possible, and frankly, as much as he's doing right now in Ukraine.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.